We have a couple of the junior varsity girls. They made their debut last Thursday at doubles, and they had a great day. We're going to talk to a couple of the sophomores, their first year out for tennis, and we're going to start off with Kaylee Felker. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
That's good. Well, as I mentioned, this is your first year out for tennis, and how's it been so far?
It's been really fun. It's been different. I've liked all the girls. I've liked playing. It's been fun.
It's been so good that you're undefeated already, huh?
Yeah. It was surprising when we were playing the first meet. I didn't go in there with any expectations, and we went out and we did it. So.
Oh, yeah. You and Finley played doubles last Thursday at Dodge City. And what was the moment like when you got your tennis career started?
It was nerve-wracking for sure. I thought it was not, I don't want to say easier than I expected, but we played someone that wasn't as hard as I like the people we played during practice. So it was pretty good, and it was easier. So,
well, how much have you been able to prepare competing against? There's a pretty good group of seniors, a lot of veterans coming back from last year's team. How much has that prepared you in practice, even for your first meet of the year last week?
I think it prepared me a lot. During our inter-squad tournament, I played against people that were higher level than me, so that helped just with scrimmaging and figuring out, like, where they place the ball, like, just watching. I've been watching Tatum and Maddie a lot, see how they talk on the court, see how they interact and who takes what, who goes where, things like that, so.
All right, talking once again with sophomore Kaylee Felker. Well, you got the tournament victory there. It was a hot day last Thursday, and but you're getting used to the heat right now, I'd assume, here. But get the home meet tomorrow, I believe?
Yes.
All right. Meet. That's got to be exciting to finally get your first home match, home tournament on the home court.
Yes, that is really exciting. I've been telling all my friends about it, having them come after school, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, you might have to deal with the wind a little bit. Have you practiced that a little bit?
Yes, I remember the inter-squad tournament meet that I played with Finley. It was windy, and it was hot, and it was a long match, so that really prepared me for all the heat that we're going to be facing tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, you're off to a good start here, and get the home meet tomorrow and wrap up August just like that. Congratulations on a good start to the season, your tennis career there. Kaylee, good luck coming up here tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, Kaylee Felker joining us here, and then we're going to also get another debut member here. And I believe this is the first time she's been on the radio here as well in her first year out for tennis, sophomore Finley Edwards. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, well, what, you know, first time you decided to pick up the racket and come out for tennis, what made you decide, you know, I'm going to try tennis this year?
I just wanted to try something different and do something new, see what else I would like.
Well, it's obviously been pretty good for you so far, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And I got to play doubles there last week in Dodge City with Kaylee. And what's doubles like for you?
I enjoy it a lot. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a different environment, I think, and we do really well together. So.
Yeah. And what makes you guys really click like you have so quickly?
We are good at communicating and encouraging, I think.
All right. And what's been the favorite part about tennis so far?
My favorite part is the people and being outside.
All right. And yeah, and, you know, being outside here, you're going to be in the summer, early fall here, and it'll go fast here, but what's probably one of the things that you're probably looking to do to maybe improve upon here so far?
I think to help me improve, I think just asking for help. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's a good answer. I don't know if I've ever had that before. Ask for help. I like that answer because you can always ask for help, and that's a good thing. And you'll get a lot better along the way here. But as I asked Kaylee, you get the home tennis meet tomorrow for JV and the meets. And what's probably the most exciting part about being at home?
I'm excited for my family to come watch all of them and. Yeah.
All right. That works. That's a good one there. But, you know, this is your first time being on radio, right?
Yeah.
Nervous?
Yes.
You did well. I wouldn't have known that.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on a great start to the season here, Finley, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Finley Evers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we're going to talk here with Coach Cheryl Kacharik, and it's an interesting, I'll ask her this a little bit as well. It's unusual that the varsity has not had a meet yet, and normally maybe a meet or two, but Coach, you've had a lot of the JV tournaments already here, and you guys have had a good start to your season on the JV side.
We have had a good start. We've had two tournaments. Tomorrow will be our third JV tournament. The first two we've placed second behind larger schools, so you know, I'm proud of the girls on what they're doing and how they're, you know, on the court. They're learning a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got a big group again, kind of around 20, I think, again this year.
Yeah, we have 20 girls out, several new girls, mm-hmm. which is always exciting mm-hmm. because we're going to be losing seven seniors this year. So, we need these girls to have some experience to take their spots up there on varsity.
Well, you've seen that you've got a good group of seniors, seven seniors. A lot of them have returned from last year. I think four of them were on the varsity for regionals, if I'm not mistaken here. But the group that you do have, you got some state experience coming back as well. And that has to pay a lot of dividends, especially out there on the courts for practice.
It does. And they're showing great leadership and you know, with the girls that are new, and even the returning ones from last year, they're showing a lot of that team spirit and everything with them, which is good.
And what you've seen with your JV kids, I think, kind of going back to that a little bit, I think that has to make you pretty excited for the start that they're having.
It is, and it's exciting. Tomorrow we'll have, yesterday or Monday, I guess, we played with seven girls that hadn't played yet, and they placed seventh. And then the group tomorrow that will be going played in Dodge, mm-hmm. so it'll be good. They'll be playing different teams. Cimarron will be here, and they were in Dodge. They'll be, let's see, tomorrow, Liberal, Dodge, Tribune, which we haven't seen, which will be good to see, you know, them. Goodland, we haven't seen them. They'll be here tomorrow, so it'll be a good tournament.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, your varsity hasn't competed yet. Is this the latest that you can remember them not competing?
Yeah, I think we usually have at least one meet mm-hmm. before we, you know, have the Labor Day weekend. And so it's I think the girls are ready to get out there and play. And next week on Monday, we have two varsity meets. So we are going to, right off mm-hmm. of the bat, split our varsity. And we're going to have our twos go to one meet and play ones. So everybody will be playing ones on their first meet.
That's got to be pretty fun there. And, you have a good group of seniors, as we mentioned this year. But it's going to be weird. Once again, you guys are going to kind of remain in 4A. If I remember right, it's a second cycle of that.
Right. We will be 4A going into regionals. So, mm-hmm. That is always a little tougher and everything. But mm-hmm. their girls are up for the challenge this year.
Do you like for your meets like that for the varsity be that many probably in about a 4 or 5 week span?
You know, it definitely prepares them for regionals, because regionals is totally different play when you get to postseason, and they're not just playing one set of six or eight games. They're going to be playing two out of three. So it's definitely towards the end it helps prepare them.
All right. It sounds like it's going to be a fun season. Tomorrow should be, it's going to be a warm day. Hopefully you get a good breeze here tomorrow as well, kind of help cool things down. But, when it's hot like this, your kids have got to be pretty much used to it by now.
I think so. You know, the girls that went to Dodge are the ones that are going to be playing, and it was 100 degrees there by 2 o'clock, and Kaylee and Finley were the last to play, and they were the last ones on the court, and it was hot, and so they know what to expect, mm-hmm. and I think they can, stay hydrated and everything. So that's the key.
All right. Once again, Coach Cheryl Kacharik joining us here as we talk girls tennis here. And thanks again for the time here, Coach. And, we have one down here and many more great ones to come here for the girls tennis season.
That's right. Thank you, Adam.